Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
It is time for some rock and roll today. We'll be introducing a rich two-day tourist offer in Slovenia's second largest city of Maribor and its surroundings, dubbed Rock and Roll of Tastes. In case you're looking for an experience combining flavors and music, this is it. We had two guests this time who volunteered to test the offer for us. That was Ewan Wardle from the UK and his Slovenian girlfriend, Katja Ogris.
Hi, we're Ewan and Katja. We've had a fantastic 2 days in this lovely part of the country that maybe not everybody knows about, but they should. We had a fantastic day in Maribor, sampling wine, rock and roll, and seeing some lovely parts of the city, and then had the pleasure to try out this glamping. I feel very zen right now.
I have to admit, I'm all ears, because who wouldn't want to be immersed in a crazy mix of food, wine, and music? What are your first impressions now that your adventure is over, Katja?
I never before experienced Maribor before, like, except the short excursions with high school, so I think this definitely gives it a completely different perspective. And I really, really like it, and I will definitely return many more times.
That is so nice to hear. You had quite a lot to do on your first day. You had to drive up here from Ljubljana, where you currently live, and your first stop was the old vine house by the Drava River. That is usually a suggested visit for anyone who'd like to see the world famous and oldest vine. What was it like to stand so close to it, Ewan?
I was just, you know, as they were telling us what the vine had been through in its 400-year-plus history, I was just impressed that it's still standing. I mean, it sounds like it has been through a lot, and to still be there and flourishing, I can see why it's celebrated here.
This is also where your tour around the city started, actually. You've had several wine tastings on your to-do list. What can you say about the wine?
Well, I have to say that I really like the wine experience. I think before I never really drank much wine from this region. It was like, yeah, nice, overall like nice like surprise.
First of all, thank you to everybody yesterday who made our day wonderful. Shout out to Vida, Lavino it was called. She was wonderful, and she was accompanying each glass of wine that we had with a different song. We had three glasses, and the third one was accompanied by Bohemian Rhapsody. So we were sat in this beautiful little courtyard. Sun was blaring down.
You also visited the famous restaurant Mack yesterday afternoon, and you ended up at a place which has a real wine fountain, actually. We are here right now at the Sunny Estate, which is just a 5 minutes drive outside of the city. Since the offer we're introducing today revolves around food as well, tell us more about the cuisine you've been introduced to. You also visited the cosmopolitan restaurant Fudo and the restaurant Mack, as already said, with the famous chef David Vračko, right?
Yes, I mean, both places were lovely. First place, Fudo. We had a nice brunch in a beautiful setting right in the center of Maribor, in a really, really lovely building. Yeah, it was nice to see some of my favorite album covers on the wall as well. Animals by Pink Floyd and Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. And in the background also, they were playing rock music, whether that was intended or just a happy coincidence, I don't know, but I was certainly very happy. And then, yeah, Restaurant Mack. David is a wonderful character and a showman when it comes to food. The food was delightful, and we didn't really know what to expect. Each meal was very unique, and flavors that I certainly didn't have before. I think Katja almost got emotional on desserts. It was that good. So, yeah, really a great place.
What did they treat you with, Katja?
We started with with the cheese sticks, like here on a little tree, and then it continued with like ham slices that were burned like in front of us. Then it was like, I cannot really describe this in an appetizing way how it was, because it was so aesthetic and nice. And like,
did you at least take some pictures?
I did. I have plenty of pictures.
Before we started eating as well, don't worry.
Okay. And the dessert was probably the best dessert I ever had. Had a little tear in my eye. That's so that good it was.
But in the end, you finished it.
Yeah, of course.
The Rock and Roll of Taste has music written in big letters too. You mentioned it a couple of times, Ewan. We will say more about this in part three, so stay tuned.
Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.
As part of their two-day experience, Rock and Roll of Taste, our scouts also made a short stop at the Maribor Regional Museum, which can be found in the city castle. Nives Cvikl is one of the persons working behind the scenes at the museum. Nives, there are a number of things that your visitors can experience, but there is one particular thing that they can learn from when it comes to the history and meaning of food and drinks. It must be very interesting to see how this has been changing throughout time. Could you tell us more about this?
In Maribor Regional Museum, we have interactive digital table, which enable our visitors to self-explore how historical feasts looked like in 15th, 18th, 19th, and 20th century. They can learn about unusual ways of presenting food, at least from today's point of view. Among other things, they can see roasted billy goat wrapped in his own fur, or roasted golden pheasant dressed into its own feathers. Visitors can follow the development of cutlery and utensils from a wooden plate to porcelain sets. And of course, that wine was indispensable throughout history. The table is currently a part of our ethnological exhibition, Our Daily Wine, in the former Kino Partizan.
What about any other permanent exhibitions? I know museums and castles are mostly known for taking us into the past, but is there something where we can travel into the future at the Maribor Regional Museum?
At the permanent exhibitions of the Maribor Regional Museum, visitors can follow tracks of history of Štajerska region from the oldest evidence of permanent settlements in the wider area of Maribor from the late Stone Age until the 19th century. The past has the power to show us how things should or shouldn't be done in the future. So learning about that, what once was, can also inspire visitors to think of new ways of approaching present problems, as well as give them the incentive to solve problems of the future.
Another participant contributing to the presented offer, Rock and Roll of Taste, was also the GT22 here in Maribor. Miha Horvat is surely the right person to talk to about this. Miha, GT22 is dubbed a transnational guerrilla art school. I guess these four words could be key to what your community or center, whatever this thing you're running here is and offers. How would you describe your place to someone who has no idea it even exists? In short, especially to a foreign visitor?
I would say we are a house in a city center, a house that can offer you a movie premiere, a theater production, an art show in the white cube or video presentation in a black box. You can have a hackathon here in our media space or a research day in the photo museum that is also in the house. And then if I go on, you can skate here on our skate ramp. You can make a t-shirt in our place where we print things. You can work with wood, make some music, create your podcast because we have a sound studio here. You can even have a beer and cook a dinner for you, or you can take care of our garden and of our bees on the rooftop. But basically, if you mention Transnational Guerrilla Art School, you can be educated, or you can educate here around or about art and of culture. You can do a workshop with us, or you can just co-use the space here, make some art and basically become part of a kind of organically growing community.
So it goes both ways. Would you say that the GT22 has been a reflection of societal changes, milestones and trends perhaps?
All the new productions, all the new workshops, all the new audiences and people who come in our house are basically changing our house and us forever. And house is in a constant process of what we would like to become. And through the dialogue, and of course through the dialogue of Hammer and Mirror.
So GT22, look it up.
To vote, go to sloveniashiddengems.si.
Welcome back to the show where we're talking about food, wine and music as part of the two-day tourist offer dubbed Rock and Roll of Taste in the city of Maribor and its surroundings. Testing it was a UK-Slovenian couple, Ewan Wardle and Katja Ogris. We met up at the Sončni Raj estate in Vodole, just outside Maribor, where they also stayed the night. You've been introduced to music from the days when Maribor was the rebellious capital of Slovenian rock and roll, especially in the 1960s. What have you learned about this?
I learned that I really liked it. I wish I could remember a little bit more about each one.
Edino veselje so mu lasje, ti dolgi
You were guided, right, around the city. Did your guide perhaps have a radio with you?
Yeah, she had like a little speaker with us. So in between each stop, she put on a song. She explained us like the story behind it. So it was really unique experience. And even for me as Slovene, like it was a lot of unknown and new music that I haven't heard before.
You also met the first Maribor barista at the High Kofi Cafe, which is also known for playing good non-commercial music.
We had a really nice time there, actually. We are both coffee drinkers. Our idea of what is quality coffee has completely changed now after 40 minutes with Gregor. I'd certainly never had a cold brew coffee before, and as he showed behind us this massive tower, I realized I had absolutely no idea how these things were made before. Catch is normally somebody who likes coffee with milk, but I think he converted her a little bit yesterday, so well done, Gregor.
And you also had an interactive learning experience at the regional museum in the Maribor Castle. How did that go?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, this interactive board was fantastic, actually. It was taking us through the typical cuisines of Slovenia, and I guess for like the aristocracy over the years, and how that's changed, and how things were changing on the table, and as things were getting cheaper as well, or maybe not so cheap, but wanting to show off to people. You know, there was a big point about sugar being the most expensive item on the dinner table at one point, like worth more than gold.
So after traveling back in time, you also made a stop at the Creative Alternative Arts Center, GT22.
We met with people who actually work there, like the handicapped community. They do the puppets and they presented us some board games, which I think was really cool. The beehives on the top of the roof, which is also, I think, a very nice thing that more cities should start doing. There was a skateboarding room, the photography exhibition, which was like a lot of cameras from different areas and photographs of Maribor through the history. Very interesting to see.
And wrapping up your experience, you had a chance to enjoy a ride on a zip line at the Sončni Raj estate. They call it the bee flight zip line. What was it like to turn into a bee, so to speak?
Well, normally I'm somebody who has an issue with heights, but actually ziplining, I didn't care at all. It was really nice, and we did it quite early in the morning as well. This woke us up perfectly, to be honest. It's really nice, you know, you set off and then towards the end of one of the zip lines, you then enter the trees, and I'm a bit jealous of the bees if that's what they get to experience all the time.
And it wasn't raining today like it was yesterday.
No, we were lucky. I mean, yesterday there was a spectacular hailstorm. So we arrived at the estate. We were in the car for 20 minutes because it looked deadly. Once it parted, we managed to get into our glamping hut. And it was wonderfully pleasant to just sit there and listen to the rain. Here you just have this forest in front of you and all you can see is the trees. It's so peaceful and really quite wonderful.
So no digital tables here, only natural, and enjoying the now.
Yeah, I loved it. They also explained us all the history, how they build it and design it themselves. Like they use the Slovenian wood and hemp for insulation. And it's a very cozy little house where I wish I could stay another night or a full week. They have beekeeping, produce their own vegetables. So it's a good place, I think, like for couples, families and everyone.
To learn about self-sustainability also.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, due to the hailstorm, we weren't able to try out the wine fountain that they have here. But Bogdan was very kind and he gave us a bottle of wine to try anyways. And we have these, the glasses have chips in the bottom of them. Yeah. I guess this is how this wine fountain works. So he said, these glasses are for when you come back. I think we definitely will be back.
Good. Who would you recommend this rock and roll experience to?
Definitely to anyone that likes rock and roll and everyone that likes really, really good food. A nice wine experience and everyone who wishes to experience Maribor from a bit of different perspective.
When people think of coming to Slovenia, they'll think of Ljubljana, they'll think of Bled, maybe the coast and Soča, but really they should start looking east, thinking about Maribor, because it is a city that has a lot of history. It is one of the main wine regions of the country with wonderful wine, really, wonderful people. If you like rock and roll as well, that's just a bonus. And if you like nature, I don't think you can really go wrong.
Most certainly this offer is designed for foodies and music lovers. So if you are one, do check it out by visiting our project's website, where you will also find some photos taken by our scouts, Ewan and Katja, and read about their experience in short.
Introducing Slovenia's most attractive tourist offers for visitors and locals. Slovenia's Hidden Gems on Radio SI.